midweek. And I am walking through the same park that I always seem to be walking through when audio boo's happening. So I'm usually on my way to or from a supermarket. So you're joining me for another evening ramble. And almost befittingly, I'm wearing quite a chunky pair of walking boots that a friend of mine has very graciously donated to me, because we're going to start going on walking days and stuff like that. So I'm breaking the shoes in, making sure they fit, making sure they don't rub. And this is my second walk out anywhere with them on, and so far so good. So there. We usually do a cinema night on Tuesdays as well, because he has a special deal. Is it Orange Tuesdays or something stupid? I don't know. But we get a bit of money off cinema tickets, so Tuesday nights we'll generally wander to the cinema and just try films on the off chance, really, which is quite good, because he went to China for a couple of weeks, and it was good that he did from a cinema point of view, because we'd seen pretty much everything that was going, so it gave a few more films a chance to become available. And last night we saw Begin Again, which is the Keira Knightley film, and Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. And there's a music theme, which we wondered whether it might appeal to my sensibilities. And we wondered whether or not I kind of wondered whether it would be a rom-com, and it sort of wasn't, in the same way that Lost in Translation sort of isn't. So so that was quite pleasing, that it didn't quite beat down any sort of traditional rom-com roots. But yeah, good film actually, and the songs in it were pretty good, so I dare say I'll be getting the soundtrack at some point. But obviously that's not what Evening Ramble is all about. Evening Ramble is all about your questions, or, you know, giving me something to talk about. And today's Evening Ramble is bought from Anzi Le Savage. Don't know why I pronounced it that way, just sort of happened, on Twitter, who asked, what's my favourite way to eat potatoes? There's multiple answers to this. The first one, obviously, is orally. But I more or less take potatoes any way they come. Although I think if we start with my least favourite way to eat potatoes, or my least favourite potato serving style, is probably jacket potatoes. I actually really ain't keen on jacket potatoes. I used to hate mash, but I actually quite like mash now. Yes, I don't know why jacket potatoes. I wonder whether it's just they all seem a bit dry. And also, I don't like having baked beans poured onto food, and for some reason I think I just associate jacket potatoes with being something that you can pour beans on. I wonder if we're, via the medium of this, uncovering that I'm actually quite a fad eater, I wonder. But no, I don't like jacket. Roast potatoes, nice. Chips are good. I've actually become quite the fan of the waffle, because it's kind of like a slightly better rationed chip dosage. And so by that token, it's like enjoying the goodness of chips, but you're slightly less able, when you're pouring them out onto the baking tray, to go, I'll just put a couple of extra on there, no one will know. I can hear someone playing piano somewhere. Can you hear that? Someone somewhere is playing music. And I'm curious. Quite nice to hear some harmonies and things. Wasn't that nice? And I just walked past another house and there's somebody sitting in the front of their room playing guitar. What a musical street this is. What was I saying? Waffles, chip rationing. Yes, when you're pouring out chips, you're quite tempted to... to be going back to this after that. You're quite tempted just to bung as many chips as you could possibly fit into your neck, whereas with waffles it's quite firm. You know, you can have two waffles or you can have three waffles. Three is going to be too much. So yeah, I think in terms of being sensible, waffles is a good way to go. I actually find myself occasionally cheered up by McCain's smiles, which is a hell of a thing. But of course, actually, while I'm talking about this, we're actually completely sidelining crisps, which crisps are a great way to consume potatoes. Obviously not as healthy, obviously, nor chips, but crisps. I recently found crisps in Sainsbury's called Pop Chips. And they are my favourite crisps ever. They are well nice. And if you haven't tried Pop Chips, then try Pop Chips. Not difficult. Basically, if we've learnt anything, it's that I don't really mind how I consume potatoes, as long as it's not jacket ones. And on that fundamental truth of all things, it's time for me to leave you be. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'll speak soon.